I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios, and this is Sample Size. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
We've been reflecting on the past year for a few weeks now, and this week we're looking at three albums that Matt loved in 2014. First up, we have a country musician whose sound is quite a departure from the chart-topping country musicians.
Mainstream country music's mostly been dudes in baseball caps singing about mud flaps and beer brands over a homogenous stadium rock sheen for a long time now. So it shouldn't surprise anybody that critics and country purists have spent the last year celebrating the rise to prominence of Sturgill Simpson. Simpson's written and cut two terrific records that sound like, well, if classic country artists like Waylon Jennings or Willie Nelson were in their prime today, recording 70s roadhouse tunes and wounded, dusty love ballads on modern equipment. But you'd be wrong to dismiss Simpson as merely a throwback act. As a singer, Sturgill's among country's most convincing. His voice roars loud and quivers as if hurt, often in the very same line of verse. Staring at a puddle of mud in my spoon, putting me much aboard there. Open them circles on the paper, don't call back, telling me to start today. That old man upstairs, oh, he wears a crooked smile, staring down on the chaos he created. He said, son, if you ain't having fun, just wait a little while. Mama's gonna wash it all away. She thinks mercy's overrated.
That's Sturgill Simpson with Living the Dream from his album Metamodern Sounds and Country Music, which was released in May. Next, we have a band that, thanks to your recommendation, Matt, I was enthralled with at South by Southwest in March.
You know, there are records that you enjoy because they're easy to enjoy, and then there are records that put up a little resistance. Canadian four-piece Timber Tambers in the latter category. Their spooky take on the blues took a turn for the sinister on this year's Hot Dreams, their fifth record, which was shortlisted on the greatly coveted Polaris Music Prize, which is Canada's much more egalitarian version of the Grammy's Album of the Year award. Anywho, Hot Dreams is a record that will scare you senseless if you allow it. It's full of these very dramatic betrayals, twisted wordplay, and funny reminiscent thoughts on America, all brought to you by singer Taylor Kirk's low, velvety delivery that suggests an alternate form of history where Elvis fronted some weird, haunting indie band. Throw it on the turntable and sit back and listen, but not before you've made sure all your house's doors and windows are locked. He dreamt of World War Fire, dreamt the river of Sahara. Yes, we see the body. Yes, we see the body.
That's Timber Tambor with The New Tomorrow off their album Hot Dreams that was released in April. In December of 2013, the music world was surprised with a sudden new album from Beyoncé, and this December the music world received another surprise and equally as welcome new album.
In his review of Chinese Democracy, the long-delayed Guns N' Roses album, music critic Chuck Klosterman remarked that it was if he had been asked to review a unicorn, that he was just shocked by the album's very existence. Now take that shock and multiply it by a surprise release, and you get my own sentiments about Black Messiah, the 15 years in the making follow-up to D'Angelo's hair-raising second record, Voodoo. It was just released about a week and a half ago, and yet I include it here in my year-end best-of list because, well, it's a unicorn of the R&B and soul variety. Listening to Black Messiah, you hear D'Angelo referencing the work of so many geniuses before him. Sly Stone, socially charged funk, Prince's explosive, titillating rock and roll, Curtis Mayfield's falsetto, Eric Badu, George Clinton, Al Green, the list goes on. All of them enveloped in D'Angelo's beautifully textured and often lyrically inscrutable style that marks itself as distinct as any of the artists I just mentioned. All praises are due to Black Messiah, my 2014 record of the year.
I'm a really loved you. I'm a really loved you. The current issue of Look at OKC looks back at Oklahoma music in 2014. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
And I'm Matt Carney.
And this has been Sample Size. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Merry Christmas, Matt.
Yeah, you too, Ryan.